A large proportion of single-stranded DNA mutations are recognized due to distortions that occur in the DNA helix as the result of the damage. Once the damage has been recognized, there are several major steps that are common in most single-stranded DNA repair. Firstly, the damaged strand is nicked or opened, and the DNA is excised either by exon nuclease or endonuclease activity, depending on whether the damage occurs at the end of a DNA molecule or within the DNA. This excised region is then synthesized by DNA polymerase using the undamaged strand as a template, and then the newly synthesized DNA is sealed by DNA ligase. It should be noted that exon nuclease activity can only cleave at the end of a DNA molecule, for example during replication, as its activity requires an exposed hydroxyl group, whereas endonuclease activity can cleave within the molecule without the requirement of an exposed hydroxyl group.